This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Senior U.S. diplomats urged Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to launch an investigation sought by President Donald Trump into political rival Joe Biden and his son. That's according to text messages released Thursday by U.S. congressional investigators. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Democrats like Eric Swalwell say the messages reveal a shadow shakedown.
Ample evidence now that there was a requirement that President Zelensky investigate the 2016 election and the Bidens if he wanted to get a meeting.
The texts were released after one of the diplomats involved spent 10 hours with House investigators yesterday. In an interview, Republican Mark Meadows says actually hurt the Democrats' impeachment push.
There was definitely no quid pro quo.
The entire affair grew into what one diplomat feared was a crazy swap that risked vital U.S. military aid to Ukraine. Bill Taylor called the link between security assistance, a White House visit, and political investigations his nightmare scenario. Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump responded to information released in the text messages on Friday.
The text message that I saw from Ambassador Sondland, who's highly respected, was there's no quid pro quo. He said that. He said, by the way, it almost sounded like in general. He said, by the way, there's no quid pro quo, and there isn't. Now, for Biden, there would be.
Protests erupted across Ecuador again Friday amid discontent over the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. President Lenin Moreno declared a state of emergency Thursday as demonstrators took to the streets. According to the government, at least 275 people were arrested. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters gathering in Baghdad Friday for a fourth day of demonstrations against unemployment, poor public services, and corruption. No casualties have been reported. At least 42 people have been killed in protests since Tuesday, and hundreds of others have been wounded. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam banned protesters from wearing masks in the latest restriction by the pro-China government on the territory. Lam announced the ban Friday and condemned the escalation of violence recently after 4 months of anti-government demonstrations.
I would like to emphasize that the decision to invoke the emergency regulations ordinance is a difficult but also a necessary one for public interest.
Thousands of protesters in masks streamed onto Hong Kong's streets on Friday as Lam invoked the rarely used emergency powers to ban the masks. VOA's Brian Patton is in Hong Kong and says protests are expected to continue.
There have been protests every day and there have been skirmishes every night between police and protesters. So it will continue into the weekend. It is expected to continue into the weekend. I haven't heard about massive movements over this weekend, but it certainly hasn't calmed down at all.
Lam said the ban was her own government's decision, not an order from Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo traveled to Montenegro on Friday to show support for the NATO ally. Pompeo met Montenegrin President Milo Djukanovic and other leaders. He also announced the two countries are finalizing their biggest bilateral arms deal.
And I'm pleased to report that just this week, the U.S. offered an agreement to Montenegro for the largest sale of military equipment in the history between our two nations. The United States looks forward to delivering $36 million worth of light tactical vehicles to our NATO ally once this agreement is finalized.
Later Friday, Pompeo is due to visit North Macedonia and then travel to Athens, Greece. UN agencies are appealing for $20 million to contain an outbreak of cholera in Sudan. They warn this deadly disease could potentially affect thousands of people unless urgent measures are taken to prevent it from spreading. Reuters reports the number of fires in Brazil's Amazon rainforest has receded. The number fell 36% in September from August to well below a 20-year historic average for the month. This comes amid improving weather conditions and containment efforts by the country's military. We have more stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.